Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
When you take a second photo, you see that it is two oil drums that have a like a big piece of cloth thrown over them.
And they've just like rolled.
Because the flash is like bang, bang.
Shadow moved.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wasted a flash.
All right. I turn down the path on my right. Is the chain still there? Or does the chain stop if I go down the right-hand path?
You feel out for it. You can feel that it goes down the right-hand path, yeah.
But it doesn't continue across the bridge.
What? No, it can't. There's nowhere for it to be.
I followed the chain.
All right, down the right-hand path?
Yep.
You're going for a little bit again, and let me know if you want to, like,
see. Do I feel the ground move up, or does it just keep going down?
The ground seems pretty level. You're out of the water.
Yep.
The ground just feels level for some ways. You walk for quite a while, like maybe 15 minutes. It feels pretty straight.
Now I take a photo.
With the flash, can see that you are bare meters away from a part of the, not a big room or anything like that, but part of the wall has been caved out or whatever. And you can see that there's like chairs and a table set up there. That's it. That's all that you see with the flash.
I move towards that space, I suppose. I keep going.
All right.
And then when I think I'm about there, I take another photo.
Okay.
I want to sort of look for that and also see how far ahead of me I can get. Man, I can't wait to develop these photos and see that the patchwork man is in all of them.
He's just getting closer and closer.
And then like past me, I almost had him. He let me live.
You see that on the table there is an old-fashioned gas lamp. You can see that there is one of the chairs, actually several of the chairs, are kicked over and in a chaotic position. You very quickly deduce that whoever was here last left in a hurry. It looks like things have been abandoned. You can see some personal effects as well. Like a jacket has been left behind. A deck of cards has been left behind. Some really old food is here, like so old that it has no smell left to it. Everything has been stripped of that food.
It's possibly been there for 50 years, Adam.
Yeah, the meat in the, like, if it were like sardines in a can, the sardines have basically become mummified at this point. They've been here for that long. And then you see further along, this path splits off again.
All right, Heracles, we are climbing into the belly of this thing. Well, I hope the rumors are true and we will end up in the Barnhole gold mine. Although I also suspect that I may be in the bad books with Miss Jennifer from the fire station for quite some time. No matter, she will come around to me when I save her goddamn life.
I continue forward, following the chain, and I go right.
Okay.
From that very brief glimpse I got where they left, did I see a birdcage?
You weren't looking in the right spot to have noticed one. You're not sure. There could be one.
Because if it was canaries, they left because gas. But if it wasn't canaries, they left because something else had them. I take another photo looking for a birdcage just before I continue down the right.
Okay.
Looking for a birdcage and also maybe signs of a scuffle or if they just left in a hurry.
You see that there is indeed a birdcage here, and you see inside the birdcage there is no animal.
Right, so the bird didn't die. They took it.
The birdcage is open, actually.
They let it out.
You don't know?
It's gone.
The birdcage is open and there's no animal within.
Any sign of the scuffle?
No, you see no signs of a scuffle, nothing visible, but you didn't get a great look.
All right. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Following the chain.
You follow down the right path?
Theseus, don't fail me now.
How long are you going to go down the right path before you take a photo or anything?
Maybe another 10, 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
But always, as I'm walking, I'm using sort of the bat like a blind person's cane, so that if there's a big fucking hole or it suddenly stops or I hit a wall, then I know that I'm at a point. I take a photo about 15 minutes in.
You pretty immediately can tell as you're going down that this right path goes down, and it goes down in a serious way. It's very steep. If you take a photo, you can see that there is a minecart ahead of you, and you can also see past the minecart, it looks like there is either a turn or blockage ahead.
Hmm. Keep going past the minecart. Do I hit a blockage or a turn, Adam? I don't take a photo. I use my bat.
It feels like a turn. A turn to the right.
Does the chain keep going around?
The chain? Yes, it does keep going around.
I use the chain and around we go. As soon as I turn the corner, I'd like to take another photo.
You turn the corner, take a photo. You see ahead of you. It keeps going downwards at the same kind of steep angle. You can see ahead of you, it looks like there's another one of those little carved out nooks where there's tables and chairs.
Hmm. All right, I continue towards a bat where the nook is.
Mm-hmm.
And I take another photo.
The nook looks similar to the last one. You don't get a great look. You do see that there is water below you.
Oh, so this goes down till it hits water again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It looks like the passageway ends at water.
I follow the chain down to the water.
You get to the water, it's cold.
I put the bat out. Does it feel deep and like it doesn't go anywhere else? It
feels very deep. You can stick the entire bat if you want.
No, I don't want to lose it. All right. I take a photo.
You see nothing.
That sucks.
Yep.
I take another photo.
There's bodies here. Several bodies in the water.
How old are they?
They look really old. They're similarly mummified, like the stuff upstairs. You see that there are two bodies. They appear to be clutching each other. They're ancient looking. You can see that their clothes, you would pick them as miners from their clothes. One of them has a satchel pack of some sort.
I wanted to sort of reach with the bat to push the bodies towards me, the people together.
All right.
What I'm going to do is I want to take a photo. Are any of them missing anything, Adam?
To move them, I'm going to get you to make in the dark a, let's call it athletics, dexterity, strength. No, yeah, athletics, dexterity, strength.
Well, then it's two.
Well, would you look at that? You got nothing.
That's right.
They're actually both ones as well, which would have been pretty catastrophic.
If it had been a chance. Yeah. So basically, I just can't get him to move towards me.
Yeah.
Well, I take a photo and I want to see if any of these bodies are missing any limbs.
All right. One of them is missing both of its legs. The other one is missing just one leg. There is carved into the wall something. One of them has clutched in its hand a jagged bit of metal, and you can see that the person before they died carved "Save us."
Save us. When I looked at the injuries, does it look like these are clean removals?
You did not get enough of a look.
Take another photo then.
I'm going to roll, because this is a medicine check. I'm going to roll a D10 to determine how many photos it takes. I will tell you how many photos.
Though. Okay. Oh, please be like 2, 6. Fuck. Okay. Okay. So I'm on. Oh, I'm below 10. Based on my math, I think I'm on 9.
All right.
But having said that, though, I've been able to identify, because I've taken so many photos of them, I feel like my memory of where the bodies are is pretty good. So if I wanted to drag them towards me, I could.
Yeah, you can. I'll say that's fine.
Thanks.
You drag them towards you. You've got them near you now. You think that their injuries were not sustained cleanly. It looks like they were. These legs were cut off, but not cleanly.
Huh.
These people also look emaciated before they were killed. So it looks like they spent a while without water or food.
So it doesn't look like this is the...
It doesn't look like it's the work of the patchwork man. It's not a clean cut.
On any of them.
Yeah, it looks like... It looks really ragged and really bad.
Like they basically... Adam, did they eat their own legs?
You remember one of the many stories about the accidents, the genuine accidents that happened here... the last genuine accident that happened here, there were several bodies that were never recovered.
They ate one another.
No, they... So what happened was there was a big collapse. They tried to rescue a bunch of people, but they had to give up because it was too chaotic down here. What you think happened was these people were crushed. Their legs were crushed. They were trapped. The rescue effort did not find them. They freed themselves and died trying to get out.
They 127 hours to themselves.
Yep.
Fucking hell, that is awful.
Mm-hmm.
That is awful. I hate it. Oh. I grab the satchel and I inspect it.
Inside the satchel, you find some food, lunch, you assume, and not much else.
That's a shame. Sounds like it was a red herring, Adam, and you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well... I grab the jagged thing. I assume I've got the bodies close to me now.
Yeah.
I grab the jagged thing out of the hand and I go over to the wall where the chain is. I don't take a photo. So I'm over with the wall of the chain. Just above where the chain is, I just carve as best I can in the dark. I'll find you, H.M.
Okay, you do so.
And then I just use the chain without taking any photos to basically go all the way back to the switch.
All right, you get back to the switch, sure, without any hassle. There's literally a chain that guides you, so yeah.
I've only got 9 photos left, and I've got to go across a bridge, and there is no chain. I've got to hope that the chain's on the other side of the bridge. Otherwise, if I can get back to the bridge, I can get back. Oh, no, I can follow the train tracks. No, this is all right. I can use the train tracks to get myself back to the chain and then use my chain to get back to the surface. All right. I head towards the bridge.
On the other side of the switching track, on the right-hand side of the wall, you pretty quickly discover that there's another chain that can lead you out towards the bridge.
Great. I use that chain to lead me out towards the bridge.
You get to the precipice of the bridge where the open area is. There is no chain here. There is just a bridge spanning. Let me try and explain to you what you understand this space to be.
Yes.
So imagine a big open space. Imagine the tracks you have been following so far come to that big open space, and rather than go down into it, there is a bridge that gets to the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you're at. You have no other details of this area so far other than the oil barrels and a big cloth over them on the other side. Yeah.
All right. I am very carefully make my way across the bridge.
How do you do that?
I want to say low.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got my bat, and I'm running one hand literally along the track to sort of inch myself along so that I don't fall off the side.
I'll make that a dexterity athletics check. I'm going to give you a +2 bonus for equipment, quotation marks. It is moist here. The metal is slick. At one point, the bridge creaks and shifts slightly, and then... Your upper body is holding onto the bridge, but your lower body physically can't. You're not a monkey. So the bottom, your two legs swing out and fall off the side while you are still holding onto the railing.
Oh.
To the rail, sorry. Would you like to make a strength athletics check?
I absolutely would. So that's 1, Adam.
Yes, it is.
Can I make another one?
You can, but there's going to have to be a...
No.
So...
No.
The bat is in one of your hands. You've got to let go of it.
Or what happens?
Well, you fall. You can fall or let go of the bat. That's your decision.
Fuck. I can always have another bat.
You can always have another bat. You can't have another two legs. You hear the bat tumble for a few seconds and then it hits the ground. You can make another strength athletic.
Can I gauge how far away it was?
Oh, you're in a stressful situation. I will allow it. I'll make it a, let's call it intelligence wits, but I'm going to say it's at a -3 because you're stressed out of your fucking mind.
So it's just three.
It's just three. No successes, unfortunately.
Fuck. All right.
Would you like to make another check to get back up?
Yes, I would.
No success. Options. Fall or lose another piece of equipment.
I don't have any other equipment.
You have another piece of equipment on you, absolutely. I know you have at least one other thing.
I've also got a notebook.
Yeah, as if I'm taking that from you. Shut up. I'll roll. I won't take the camera. So what do you have on you? You have the notebook, you have the camera.
I have the notebook, the camera. I don't have the first aid kit.
No.
I don't have my phone.
No.
I do have the handwritten map and I have, the Bible. The Bible that I took from the hotel. I pocketed it. I've had it this entire time.
So what's that? Four things?
Yes.
All right. I will roll randomly to determine what you lose.
Okay. I love that you're not going to tell me what these random numbers are and it's just going to be the camera.
It's going to be an even amount.
Okay. All right, let's go.
All right, you lose another item?
Yeah.
All right. So, because I only have D10s at hand right now, I'm going to say 1, 2 is the camera. 3, 4 is, what was the next item?
There's a notebook.
The notebook. 5, 6 is your map.
Is the map.
7, 8 is the luminol. The Bible.
Are you the Bible?
Do you have the luminol with you?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have the luminol with me.
I don't think so.
7, 8's the Bible.
Yeah, 7, 8's the Bible. 9, 10 is a reroll.
All right.
That's a fair split. 7, 8, you lose the Bible. It tumbles out of, you're at an odd angle. One of your hands slips for a second and out of your pocket slips the Bible. It tumbles and hits the ground as well. Would you like to make another check?
Yes, I look to the heavens. Well, fat lot of good you've done, Jesus.
You would probably, you're not very high up, but you would be a little worried about hurting yourself. Like not breaking a leg, but maybe rolling an ankle if you fell.
You're a fuckhead. You're a piece of shit. I want to go down and get my bat.
All right. You're going to need to make athletic strength dexterity check.
It's a 2.
You take a point of bashing when you hit the ground.
That's fine. This absolutely sucks.
Mercy me. This game rules.
Can I just feel around to see if like the bat or the Bible are near me?
You find the bat, you find the Bible, and you can hear... And then... From about... Where you saw the two barrels in the cloak, you heard breathing and then something walk away. It was big and heavy, whatever it was.
I've just heard that?
Yep.
I'm going to find you. I'm going to put you in the dirt.
No response.
Can I head in the direction that I heard the sound?
Go. It's up. You got to climb up.
It was watching me that whole time.
Yep.
Oh, this is terrifying. I fucking hate it. All right. I'm going to try to get back up onto the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Hey, success.
Fucking about time.
You're up on the bridge.
All right. Time to go across the bridge. Very right. Carefully and in a different way than before.
No successes.
I am able to climb up a bridge in the dark.
Tell you what. Rather than you falling this time, because you're a little bit braver now. You know you're not really going to hurt yourself if you fall off. You just fucking knuckle down and you force your way across, but it takes you like 10
minutes. Yeah, it takes... whatever possibility of following the thing...
You've lost.
I've lost it. It's gone. Fuck. This is annoying.
Mm-hmm. But you're on the other side now.
All right. I get across the other side and I take a photo.
One, two. All right. So there's an exceptional success for you.
Well, that's nice. I deserve one.
All right. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, yeah, 7 successes. So that's a second exceptional success. And you get, I'm just going to say, you get like a perfect view of the area you are currently in. You can see, so this room looks like what would have happened is that as they were mining through, they must have hit a very rich seam here. And so this entire area has been really well excavated. The space itself is maybe, I don't know if I should use meters or feet. Fuck it, we always use feet in D&D. I'm using meters.
Well, I mean, we're set in Australia and we have the metric fist. Sure. Metric fistum.
We have the metric fister, absolutely.
So, he can fist you 10, 20, or 30 centimeters at a time.
Oh, God. Is 30 centimeters seems like a lot.
But if you're like, hey, fist me 6 inches, he's like, I don't know what that is. I
can't tell you, dude. So the room is about, I would say, maybe 50 to 60 meters across. That's from either side. But then the bridge that you just spanned, the bridge would have been maybe 150 meters.
Whoa. So it's a big, this is a big space.
It's a big space, yes. You can see that there's a lot of equipment still downstairs, like shovels, pickaxes, things like that. You can see maybe clothes as well, like jackets that have been taken off and put somewhere. You see a few more lanterns, like old oil lantern type deals. You see some basic personal effects maybe, and you can see some equipment, tables, chairs, other sorts of mining equipment, some mining carts. There might be a lot of...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Of rocks piled up around the place. It looks like whoever left here in a hurry, like before. It looks like they just cleared out as quickly as possible.
Could I see down the the path is taking me?
You also see further down the path, it goes maybe 20 meters and then it hits a T intersection going left and right. And that is probably it.
Does the chain continue?
There's no chain there.
On the other side of
not
it.
Not on either side.
But the tracks continue.
Yes.
Great. Excellent. So using the bat, I want to head towards the fork.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. It's so far ahead of me now because of all that fucking around on the bridge.
It's been a good, like I said, solid 10 minutes. So the creature has had time to just leave.
Part of me is like, I want to keep going. But also... Okay, all right. From this point at the end of the bridge,
mm-hmm.
I start counting my steps.
Okay. So from the... I see what you're doing. Okay.
Because I no longer have the chain, I'm going to count steps.
I'm going to say resolve composure roll to not just to count your steps, but also to take nice, even steps to measure yourself out.
Yeah.
Because you could count steps and that could be absolutely useless if you're, you know... So if you're, your pace is not a consistent thing all
the
time.
No, I'm walking reasonably slowly, almost like tapping forward with my baseball bat, taking a step.
What I mean is like to get an accurate, proper measurement. You're reasonably sure you get to that intersection where it goes left and right, and you're reasonably sure that if you, for some possible reason, were running down this road, this route, you could accurately judge how far you had come along.
Great. Making a note of that so that I know. I'm gonna. Do I remember from my flash before? Did the train tracks split off, or did they only go down one path?
The train tracks, they go down the left path, but not the right.
I'm gonna take the right path, Adam.
Okay.
Counting my steps again.
The right path is maybe 10 meters. It's not very long until you realize you've come to a dead end.
It is a dead end.
Your bat is tapping against something here. There's something.
I take a photo.
1, 2, 3, 4. All of them.
Why
re-rolls.
Do I do so good on these ones and not good when I need to move?
1, 2, 3. All of them re-rolls.
Have I scored fucking 7?
One, and it's a reroll. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Another exceptional success. Good job.
Fucking wow. This is good, but bad because it's a dead end. So I've had an exceptional success to identify a dead end.
It's a box here. The box is identical to the ranger boxes that you have been seeing around the place. It's got a padlock on it. The padlock has a combination keyed to it. It's a combination padlock. The combination is currently set to 001.
I just tug the lock, just,
you know. It doesn't come free.
I flick it back to 000, tug the lock.
It's open.
I was watching a movie the other night and they had to unlock a phone. So they got like a guy to hack into the phone because they tried like two things and they didn't want it to lock out. And like a number scramble was going through the phone and you show as the number scrambler hits the password that the password to unlock the phone was 1234.
Classic.
Good bit. All right, what's in it?
Inside, you find a bunch of plastic-feeling, hard-cased things. Imagine if a chips packet was made out of hard plastic.
Okay, like a Tupperware container of chips.
Yeah, something like, not that hard of plastic.
Okay, like a slightly more, I'm with you, I get it now.
Yeah.
Like a water bottle plastic, but a chip packet.
Yeah, like water bottle plastic, yeah.
What a fun conversation with different thicknesses of plastic.
Difficulties of hardness of plastic. You find books. All of the books feel very dog-eared and worn. Like some of them actually creak if you move or open them.
Mm-hmm.
You find a hard plastic. This one is hard plastic. A hard plastic, like, rolled cylinder.
Okay.
The cylinder has an obvious cap to it. Like, you can pop it open. Do you do that?
No, not just yet. Not just yet.
You find a multi-tool.
Okay,
like
cool.
A Swiss Army knife type thing, but like a proper heavy one.
Yeah.
A real proper shit. You find a soft canvas bag, a metal disc, two small metal rods. It's great to describe this.
Because like, I can't see it. Yeah.
You find sturdy cord, so like some sort of rope.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right, I want to lie these items out on the ground in front of me in kind of an easy thing and then
take a photo
of them.
All right. This is going to be a tough one because you're taking a lot in.
My real interest is on the discs and the tube.
The big tube or the small tubes?
The big tube.
The big tube is a black case, a black, like, you know how you'd get like a big poster, roll it up and put it in?
Yep.
Like a scroll case, if you will. It's obviously meant to hold something like paper that has been rolled up and put in there. Maybe a map or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
The smaller ones are road flares.
Oh, there's two of them.
The metal disc is a compass.
Okay.
Other than that, you see books and that first one that I was talking about, those not too hard, but hard plastic ones, you don't get a look at them properly at all.
And I'm assuming the cord is a rope. Like I can just feel that it's a rope.
That's rope, yeah.
All right, so rope, road flares, compass, mail tube with something in it, books, and unidentified object, and the canvas bag.
Mm-hmm.
So I put everything in the canvas bag because I assume that's what it's there for.
Oh, the canvas bag is not that big.
Huh.
Do you open the canvas bag?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's stuff inside it.
What's
it? It's packed full of stuff. Lots of plastic small things. You feel lots of plastic small things.
Do they feel like food wrappers and things like that?
No. Then you feel something that you recognize as gauze. You realize it's a first aid kit.
Aha. All right. I take the rope and I loop it through my belt loops on my pants and tie it up so I've got that secured. I then... Is there any room in the canvas bag for any other things, like the compass and the road flares, for example?
You could fit the compass and the road flares. Yeah, they're not that big.
Great. I chuck them in. I then picked up all my items. That's right, because the bridge wasn't that fucking... You made me think I was going to die on a bridge that basically just rolled my ankle, you fuck. Big fucking piece of shit. And the books. Can the books fit in there?
No, not even close. There's not a lot of books. I'd say there's like six books in total. They will not fit in there. There's not enough space.
And I didn't get a good look at any of the titles or anything?
No.
I really want to know what those other hard plasticky things are. Can they fit in the canvas bag?
No, they're quite big as well. The first aid kit, that bag, is maybe, it's about the size of a bum bag.
Okay, so it's not very big. I really couldn't fit a lot in there.
Yeah.
I've literally now got it bursting at the seams. I pocket the chip packets and hope.
A bum bag or a, hang on, wait, there's another word for it.
Fanny pack.
Fanny pack, thank you.
The worst name.
Yes. it's front or back, baby.
All right, so I've got everything there. Okay. All right, then. Well, I guess we go back the way we came. I put the books. Oh, I take the tube because mm-hmm. that seems really important. And I like tie it using the rope as my belt to like basically try to like.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, put it in place on there. I put the books back.
Mm-hmm.
I keep one of the books. Just cause. I've got no idea what these books are. Oh,
there's actually, one that's definitely smaller than the others.
I want to open the book and feel the pages and see if it feels like a Bible. Because you know how Bibles have different pages to everything else?
I know exactly what you mean. It does not feel like a Bible, no.
Hmm. Can I trace the indentations of any like lettering on any of the books that are embossed up?
The small book, the one that I was talking about just a second ago, the small book, you can feel the embossing of writing. The other books are hardcover and just feel like book books.
Yep.
This one, the small one, feels like it's a writing book.
Like a journal.
Maybe.
I pocket the journal. Seems important.
You can put that in your, like if you have a jacket pocket, yeah, it's I put small that
in
enough.
With, put that in with the Bible.
Sure.
Keep them both close to my heart.
That pocket is bulging right now.
It sure is, but if I get shot in the chest, I'll survive.
All right.
Jesus will save me, and then whoever wrote this journal.
He sure will.
All right. I count my steps back to the fork,
mm-hmm.
and I follow the railway line down the left-hand fork.
Okay.
And I count my steps again, and when I've got to about 40 steps, I take a photo.
You take a photo, and you can see ahead of you, the trail goes down, or the tunnel, I should say, not trail. The tunnel goes down again quite sharply, and it cuts off your vision a bit further ahead. So you actually can't see.
The roof starts to get too low.
The roof gets too low for you to be able to see.
All right, I keep going. Am I feeling it's going down?
Yeah,
further?
You start feeling it progressing downwards.
And I guess I'm still tapping in front of me just in case I hit anything. Let's go another 50 steps.
50 steps and then another photo?
And then another photo. Oh, I am almost out of stuff.
As you feel the ground begin to slope downwards, you also feel it begin to slope to the left. You feel yourself
I'm starting to move down towards the left. Yeah, cool.
You see ahead of you, there is a three-way intersection. The hanging above the three-way intersection is one of those oil lanterns. And you can see, I'll give you this detail. This is the detail you see. You see that the wick is just burning out now. It was just on very recently.
Someone was here just before me.
Someone was here not that long ago.
Is it my adversary that I seek in these tunnels? Is it playing tricks on me? Well, onward we go. Don't fail me now, Theseus. However, if he is able to light the lanterns and the wicks, then that would suggest this whole rigmarole with no torches or electricity was purely some kind of cruel joke or an evil game that someone is playing on me, some asshole creator god.
I would assume that some parts of this are very dangerous and some are not.
This part here, not that dangerous.
No, this part here is fine. But other parts?
It's still like just a little bit lit?
It's just a little bit. Oh, no. I see what you're saying. No. There's not, like, it is going out. There is no way to all right. It's a tough check. You could relight it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to relight it.
All right. I'm going to make that survival wits.
All right. Well, I've got a survival, so that's good. Let's go.
You grab the lantern.
Yeah.
Bring up the glass cage and then try to just gently.
And I blow it out.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You blow it out, unfortunately.
Son of a bitch. All right. I take out a road flare. I crack one of the road flares and use that to ride the lantern.
Immediately the area before you is illuminated very well as well. You can see, like I said, the three branching pathways. The pathway to your left, you can see, leads to a large room with a bridge.
And the other two just sort of go off into the distance.
Yeah, the other two go off into darkness. One of them, the one to your right, looks like it hits another large room of some sort. So your left and right both go to large rooms. The one to your left goes to a room with a bridge. The one to your right just goes to some sort of large room. The path in front of you continues onwards until darkness consumes it.
All right, I take the road flare that I used to light the lantern, because I'm assuming the lantern is now lit.
Oh, you light the lantern with the road flare?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you do so.
Great. I now throw the road flare as far as I can down the long tunnel that stretches into darkness.
You can kind of just make out another one of those way stations, the small break areas with like a table and chairs. You can make one of those out along the path.
All right, so to the right, it feels like it goes to another room. The left goes to a room where there is a bridge, and then straight ahead goes along, and I can see like a little way station about halfway along. All right. Well, that flare is going to keep burning there for a bit, so that's okay. While I've got the lantern light, I take out the tube and I open it.
Inside, you find historical maps of Burrungong. All of them are stamped with the Burrungong Historical Society seal, and all of them are from 1840 to 1940. They show the development of the town.
Any of them for these mines?
Yes. A bunch of them are for like proposals of extensions to the mine, and for the original, you find the original location designs for the Bismarck Goldfields in them.
Huh. Am I able to, looking at where I am, work out where I've come from? Like, does that box show up on the map?
I see
box?
What you're saying. No, there's no map in the maps. There's no detail of
underground sections.
No. Yeah. There's only details of above ground stuff. What exactly are you looking for on the maps?
I was hoping I had a map of where I am, literally.
No, there's no map of the mines, unfortunately.
That's okay. What direction? Is there a map where the Bismarck and the Barnhole gold mines are in relation to one another?
Yes.
I look at the compass. What direction is the Barnhole gold mine to the Bismarck gold field?
It is northwest.
And which way am I facing right now?
You would be facing south.
So back the way I came.
Kind of, yeah.
Would be towards the Barnhole Goldfield.
One of the maps is about the dispute between the Bismarck Goldfields and the Barnhole Gold Mine. You can see one of the maps is from the Barnhole side, is proposes how the two places meet up or where exactly they meet up. It would be somewhere beneath the library and clock tower.
Okay, so back towards town.
Yeah. You think if you're trying to find the connection between the two mines here, you think you would need to go quite a lot deeper than you are currently.
Oh, so keep going straight.
Keep going down.
Okay.
You're not sure. You don't know if it's straight. Keep going down is what you want.
Right, fair enough. All right. That'll do for now. Great, cool. Well, I know I'm going south, and I need to go northwest to get towards the Barnhole. Which way would I be facing? So I'm standing in the middle of this room. What am I looking at when I turn northwest?
If you turned northwest, you'd be looking at that big open room that doesn't have the bridge.
The other open room is northwest. Yeah. Okay. The flare's still burning down that long tunnel, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
I take out the journal.
Okay.
What I assume was a journal when I grabbed it. What the fuck are the chip packets?
Oh, they're MREs.
It's an MRE, Adam.
Meal ready to eat. They're military prepackaged meals designed to be easily carried and eaten.
And they last for a billion years.
Not a billion years. You can see their expiry date is listed on them. They are expired.
Well, I don't need them anymore. I'd leave them. I'd put them down.
The diary is, in fact, a diary.
Oh, what a surprise.
Would you like to have a read through?
I would love to have a read through, Adam.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.